You're not going home. I'm just kidding. You know, I was just praying. I want to thank Pastor Mike and, you know, and for the leadership for inviting me and allowing me to come this morning. And I was praying and saying, God, what do you want me to speak? And the Lord put something in my heart. I believe God wants to do at the end of the service as I pray something marvelous that God wants to do. The thing that God put in my heart is the role of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus. See, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, there are a lot of people, we think it is very spooky, you know what I mean, spirit. Some people call it ghost. Some people call it Holy Ghost. Some people crazy. They're not charismatic. They're charismaniac. You know what I mean? You know, some people act weird, you know, some people are scared because we don't understand who is this person Holy Spirit is. Yes. Why, what is his role? Why should I need this Holy Spirit? Why can I go to a church where they don't speak in tongues, they just speak in English? You know, can I tell you a funny story? When I came from India, everybody is able to understand me. Or do we need to have a translator? Is my accent too strong? Y'all can understand? I think God has that way so that you can sit on the edge of the seat to listen to me. Otherwise, you'll go to sleep. You know, I told this story the last time when I was here, but I'll tell you this time. Of all the places, the first place I landed was Louisiana. All the way from India, I landed in Louisiana. And then I'm speaking in English. They don't understand my Indian English. And they're speaking their southern Louisiana Creole. It's like something they got. It's like they got a shrimp in their mouth while they're talking. I'm like, huh? I'm like, hey, how are you doing? They're like, huh? And then they're talking to me. I'm like, huh? So I've got somebody to translate for me from English to English. So they're asking me the question. I'm like, what is he saying? And I'm answering, and he's talking to them. What is he saying? I hope that's not the case this morning. So sometimes we wonder why the Holy Spirit is such a controversial person. Why can't we go to a church without the Holy Ghost? So I wanted to look into the Bible today to see how Holy Spirit of God played an important role in the life of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Are you with me? If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, how much more you and I need the Holy Spirit? Are you with me? See, if the creation happened, or when the creation happened, Holy Spirit was there. And if you look at the Bible, every major event that took place, you see the Trinity in action. In creation, you see that. With man, you see that. With Abraham, you see that. With Jesus, you see that. You see that in Saul, and you see time and again in the Bible, all three of them functioning together. Why? Even for God, he had to use the power of Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus needed to use the person of the Holy Spirit to accomplish divine purpose on earth. If we separate the Holy Ghost, if we remove the Holy Ghost, it is not God, it is man-made religion. Hello? Amen. You need to come with me on a mission trip to India. You will find there are 3 million gods and goddesses. They will worship a rat. They will worship a snake. They will worship a cow. One time, a pastor from America came. He said, bro, I want to eat some steak. So my pastor took him to a restaurant and said, are you ready to eat steak? I said, yeah. You're trying to cut their God and eat it. Are you ready? Cow was a sacred animal in India that they bow down, worship, and you want to chop that baby? And you want to make a steak? And they'll be like, are you kidding me? What are you doing with my cow? Are you trying to cut my goat? I will cut you to pieces if you touch that animal. You see what I mean? So everything is a god and a god. But you know what? The Buddha came, he never rose again. There are many people who claim to be God who never rose again. Everybody was sinful as you and I, but there was only one God who took the form of a man, that's Jesus, and he came and he died. On the third day, he rose again and he still lives forevermore. The only way to heaven is Jesus, and for him, he needed the Holy Spirit even in his life. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, who do you think this small little brown donkey who thinks that I don't need the Holy Ghost? So turn with me. Let's look at the scripture. How it is important that we see. Turn with me to first. The Bible talks about the birth of Jesus being prophesied. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23. So all this was done, it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord to the prophet, saying, next verse, that Joseph being aroused from sleep, did an angel of the Lord commanded him to take his wife, and then, okay, let me look in that. I think it's got the wrong scripture there. Let me look at, and it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary in that passage, and it said, you will bear a child. And she said, how can that be? How can I bear a child? Because I did not know Joseph. And the Bible says, and the Mary was surprised that how can I bear a child when I have not slept with a man? And it said, you know what? The Bible says the angel of the Lord told Mary, and you know, the Holy Spirit will cover you and you will be conceived. Turn with me now to Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. Luke 1 and verse 35. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of what? The highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So watch this carefully. There was a prophecy concerning the birth of Jesus even before the birth of Jesus. And now God picks Mary and he appears to Mary and says, you're going to bear a child. And Mary says, you got the wrong person, angel. I'm not even married. Today it might be different. You can say, I don't need to be married to be pregnant. Right? In those days, in those culture, oh my world, if you're pregnant before you're married officially, publicly, you'll be put to death. It's a disgrace. So she's saying, are you trying to make a public spectacle of my life? Why can't you let me marry and then have a baby? And the angel says, this is not a baby that can come from the seed of a man. This baby has to come from the seed of God. So he says, I need you as a woman, not knowing a man, but the power of who? The Holy Spirit will overshadow you and you will be conceived. Can you watch this? If the Holy Spirit's role is necessary, even to cause the conception of Jesus, how much more you and I need the Holy Spirit to walk with him. Today the problem with the church is we want a religion, we don't want a relationship. We want a form, we don't want God. We want a method, we don't want God. We want a formula, we don't want God. We want talking, but we don't want God. See, what the Bible says is the Holy Spirit came, overshadowed Mary. Can you believe supernaturally God did a miracle? This is the biggest miracle in my opinion. You know what is the biggest miracle? Holy Spirit taking God, Son, a divine person, made him as a seed and put him in the womb of Mary. Who can do that? God in heaven, suddenly the Holy Spirit, so much power the Holy Spirit had. He took that person, made him into a small seed. Tiny little bitty seed. Not only just a seed, watch this, the biggest miracle is divine became humanity. See, creating another individual on earth, I'm not talking about that. He's talking about pure, holy, undefiled, knowing no sin, all powerful. He said, I'm going to change you into a small little bitty seed like you and me with sin and everything. He said, I will put it in the seed and I'll put it in the womb of Mary. Can you believe? Do you understand the magnitude and the power of the Holy Spirit? Taking that which is divine, making it a humanity. And watch this. So Mary is conceived. Now, turn with me to Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child what? Grew where? In the Spirit, filled with what? Wisdom and grace of God was upon him. So watch this. Prophesied about him. He was conceived by the Spirit. Now he's growing what? In the Spirit. Getting prepared for the assignment, what God had for him. So here he is growing. And if you see in the study in the Bible, when he was 12 years old, during the time of the festival, the parents brought him, left him in the sanctuary, and he's sitting at age 12 with the scribes and the teachers of the word, talking with them, lost track of time. And can you imagine, the parents left for a day, not realizing that he's still in the temple. And then Joseph and Mary comes back saying, "Whoo, what happened to the baby? You left the stroller somewhere else? Oh, I thought he was with a cousin." And they go to the cousin because they all go as a clan, 60 people. So he's with the distant cousin and the closest cousin. They couldn't find him. So they go back. Here he is sitting at age 12, talking with them and making them feel like astonished. And the father and the mother are like, "What's up with you, boy?" And he says, "I'm about the father's business." And Joseph is like, "I am your daddy. What you talking? Get your act together. Come with me." He's like, "You son." But he comes back and he says, "This dude doesn't understand." Bible doesn't say that. I'm just paraphrasing. Jesus would have said, "I know, old man. You don't know what I'm talking. I'm from another generation." But look at what it said. Even though he subjected himself to Joseph, who was a stepdad. You think America is messed up, but Jesus' family was messed up. Hello? Have you ever thought about that? Jesus did not grow in a typical family. Hello? Joseph was not his daddy. Can you imagine Jesus playing around and the kids will get mad and angry? "Who's your father?" And I know Jesus would have run to Mary and said, "Mama, Mama, they're asking who's my daddy." "Shut up. You don't know. It's a mystery of God." "What mystery? You got pregnant without my daddy?" "Shh. Be quiet." Everybody's like, "Who's your daddy?" "Joseph is my daddy." "No. I know your mama. She had a belly even before they were engaged." So he grew. Can you imagine growing up with this feeling in a culture that was a curse? In a culture that was not normal? But he said what? "I will subject to all this persecution. I will subject." Do you realize rejection? Joseph is not an angel. Even if you are an earthly father, sometimes what your child do, you get upset and mad. And you'd be like, "I know what you're doing, because you know what? You do not come out of my loins. I don't know who's your father. I still don't know who's your daddy, man. I don't know. Your mama got pregnant without me. No wonder you cannot do this job. I don't know what Joseph would have spoken to Jesus. I don't know what was the argument there. I don't know what was the misunderstanding there. That's why Jesus understands rejection like nobody else. You think, oh, how can he know my feeling? He knows your rejection. He knows how he was ridiculed. He knows the talks that people talk about you in the society. You wonder why you're going through that. Jesus said, I know it. But the Bible says he subjected himself to the situation and he grew in the spirit. Can I tell you something? You cannot grow even in your messed up family situation, even in your messed up financial situation, even in your messed up wider situation, even in our messed up every business, whatever you want to call it, you cannot grow in your situation to fulfill the assignment without the help of the Holy Ghost. If Jesus had to grow in the Spirit, how am I to think that I can grow without the Spirit? There was prophecy by the Spirit. He was conceived by the Spirit. He grew in the Spirit. Now look at what the Bible says. Next one. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan. Where is he returning from? The water baptism. Can you believe this? Here is Son of God, Son of Man, coming down, and he's seeing his cousin John the Baptist baptizing people in the water, and he says, hey, I need to be baptized. John's like, ooh, no way. You are God, and I cannot do this. He's like, no, you got to do it. The scripture has to be fulfilled. So he goes down under the water like anybody else, baptized, baptismo, immersed in the water, and he comes out. The Bible says, heavens open. And the Spirit of God came in the form of a dove and rested upon Jesus. Watch this. Listen to me carefully. Jesus was born by a man. Come on, tell me. Was he born by a man? He was born by the Spirit. So there is no will of a man involved. He's born again. Even though he's born again, he is God, he grew in the Spirit, yet before he started his public ministry, even Jesus needed an experience. What was the experience? Being baptized in the Spirit by the Spirit for the work he has to do. Ooh, you got gel there. I didn't want to mess you up. The dove came, rested upon. If Jesus, watch this, if Jesus needed the Holy Spirit to come like a dove, what makes me think this brown Indian doesn't need Jesus? Am I better than Jesus? Am I efficient than Jesus? Am I more powerful than Jesus? If God the Son, in order for him to do the assignment on earth for the people of the earth, for God, if he needed the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to start his public ministry, what makes me think that I can use my little bitty intellect? Do you know the Bible says, the scholars tell in the world, even the scientists, the smartest people on earth, only use 3% of their brain. I'm not a scientist. I cannot come. I'm just a southern meat-loving beer belly. You can see I got six packs. Oh, baby, you got food. Whew, anointing comes on me. But I think I know. I think I can figure it out. I think I can intellectualize. I can think I can rationalize. I can think I'm a math major. I'll say I can solve the problem. Can I tell you? Nobody can solve a thing without the help of the Holy Ghost. Why? Jesus himself, before he started the work, he said, I need the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you something? Anything that happens outside the realm of the Holy Ghost, it's not from God, it's man-made. It's what? Man-made. So Jesus, coming out of the waters, filled with the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine? Born by the Spirit. Watch this. Conceived by the Spirit. Born by the Spirit. Growing in the Spirit. And he is filled by the Spirit. You can say, oh, Pastor Benji, I've been a Christian 20 years, going to church. I read the Bible. I say the prayer. I don't need this filling that you're talking about. That's for Beanie, because she likes to prophesy. Sometimes people are, oh, can't she shut her mouth, sit quietly? Why she has to talk about it every Sunday? Can we have a church without the filling of the Holy Ghost? I don't understand what they're talking. You cannot do. If Jesus needed the filling, I need the filling every second. Why? Because I am full of sin. My nature is sin. My thinking is sin. My logic is sin. My very being is anti-God. Can you imagine that? Your very essence in you. Oh my God, can I talk to you? You're all looking at me like, what are you talking? Look like you're all very holy. I'm the one who's got the problems here. See, if Jesus needed the filling, what makes me think that I can live my life without the filling of the Holy Ghost? See, this is the problem today. We want a church without the Holy Ghost. We want a Christianity without the Holy Ghost. You can have it, but that's not from God. Why? That was not the pattern that we see in the Bible that Jesus had to go through. If Jesus had to go through, then I need to go through every second of it, every minute of it. Why? I cannot survive in this world without the help of the Holy Ghost. See, I cannot be holy without the help of the Holy Ghost. I cannot be strong without the Holy Ghost. Why is our culture so prone for depression? We have the money. We have the technology. We have the resources. Everybody in the world wants the American dollar. The dollar is doing so well. But still, we try to live without God, the Holy Spirit, that's what gets into trouble. If Jesus needed to be filled, I need to be filled every day, don't you? Am I the only one who thinks like that? Now look at the next verse, same verse, chapter 4 and verse 4, next point. Look at what, after he was filled, what happened? He was led by his Google data. Did he do a Google data analysis? Did he do a data search? Did he do a management chart that tells me, oh baby, let's see, zip code 62056. How many partners are there in this region? How many partners are there in Bellwell? How many partners of my ministry are in St. Louis? Come on, get me some intellectual Indian IT guy. You call on data support, he goes, can I help you? What is your problem? Thank you very much. What is your good name? He said he was led by who? He was led by who? Leading? Led by the Spirit? I don't know what you're talking, baby. Holy Spirit itself a problem. Now you're going a little deeper. Being led by the Spirit, spooky. I am not a haunted house. See, Jesus, that is why, watch this carefully, 30 years of preparation, 3.5 years of ministry, and he finished it spectacularly, clearly, beautifully finished the job by led by the Spirit. We are still trying to figure out everything, trying to do it with our brain. I'm telling you, we are going into end times. What I'm talking about is going to become a reality. Can I tell you something? Last time I was here, I think I told you this. If not, that's okay. If you heard it, that's okay. You can hear it a second time. You go to China, they gather in the houses, not in a pretty sanctuary like this. I guess they have a low maintenance, no bills to pay. They will go to Beanie's house, or they will go to Pastor Mike's house. They'll gather together for church. At the end of the service, nobody will tell them which or where or when the next service is going to be held. Why? There could be a spy there. You could be put into jail. So they will never announce the service is going to be next week, where, which location, whose house. You have to hear it from God. Oh my God. Our church attendance will drop from 100 people to zero. Even the preacher will be like, what? The preacher would be like, honey, pray. You are the prayer warrior. Pray, find out. Can you imagine? We trying to figure out where the next gathering is going to be solely depending on the Holy Ghost. Now you see how far we have deviated from God. Do you see how far we do church without the Holy Ghost? Do you realize how far we try to think we have a relationship with God without the Holy Spirit? How can I have a relationship with God without the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Spirit is the transporter. He is the connector. He is the revelator. He is the teacher. He is the one who has magnified Jesus. Without the Holy Ghost, I wanted to use a math term, but I won't use it. Without the Holy Ghost, it's like me trying to find where you live without knowing your address. Can you go to somebody's house if you don't know where they live at? Come on, anybody can do that? That's how we are trying to figure God out without the Holy Ghost. We come sing songs. We do prayers. We do sermons. We do things that looks like church. But we say, Holy Spirit, stay outside. Because I'm not comfortable with you. I'm not comfortable with you. So I want you to just stay outside the control of my life. So I will be in charge and I will do how I want to do, when I want to do, how far I want to go, what I want to do. Because why? I understand my brain better than you, because I am a touchy-feely guy. The maximum I can go is the three-dimension space. But you are Holy Ghost, the nth dimension, and which is too far beyond. So I will take the squeakiness out of the church and I will run everything based on two-dimensional, three-dimensional, and I call it church, and that is why the Church of America today is in trouble. Are you with me? So he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says that it's very important. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are called children of God, sons of God. Can I just put it the opposite? Those who are not led by the Spirit of God are not children of God. Hello? But I attended membership 101 class and I have a certificate. Hello? I have a certificate that tells me that I am a member of all nations. But this Bible tells you, you can have the certificate, but if you're not led by the Spirit, you are not a child. Hello? Some of you are looking like, what are you talking? I'm talking from the Bible. Are you with me? So that is why everything that happened in the life of Jesus is pertaining to me. If Jesus, the Son of God, all-knowing, all-powerful, has to be led by the Spirit, how much more I need to be led by the Spirit? I don't know what to do. I don't know where to invest. I don't know what career to choose. I don't know which company to join. I don't know who to marry. I don't know which house to buy. I don't know which car to buy. What is the way? You need to be led by the Spirit. Why? The Spirit of God knows exactly 5 years from now what's going to happen to the stock that you want to invest. He will exactly know what is going to happen to the house that you want to buy, because on the outside it looks so beautiful. Or you look at a house and say, oh my God, that looks so bad. Not in the right spot. Not in the market. It's not moving. Why should I buy it? But the Holy Ghost saying, baby, buy it. I want to be led by the Spirit, or I want to go by my sight. I want to be led by the Spirit, or I want to go by my knowledge. I want to be led by the Spirit, or I want to go by what my mama says. I'm telling you, people of God, listen to me. Every time you follow the leading of the Spirit, it will pay you back. I can tell you stories after stories after stories. Unbelievable stories. Life-changing stories. If you learn to trust in the leading of the Holy Spirit. So watch this. Prophesied about his birth. Conceived by his birth. He grew by the Spirit. He was filled by the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. Now see what it says here. Now, the disciples were looking at him, and he was taken up. Now the same disciples are saying, oh my God, the miracle worker is gone. The one who turned the 5 loaves and fed the multitude is gone. The one who raised the dead is gone. Why? Watch this. They were no different from you and me. They did not look to Jesus and did not follow what Jesus was doing. They were looking for a method. They were looking for a person. So when Jesus was gone, they forgot what Jesus said. Jesus told them very clearly, go to Jerusalem, wait till you are endued with power. The kingdom of God has come near. He will teach you, he will show you, he will do everything that concerning what I did, and you will do greater things than I. But they said, I don't know. I need a man. Hello? Are you with me this morning? Can I talk to you for a moment? Can I be honest? Your bank balance is not your security. Your house is not your security. If I go a little further, all you ladies, your handsome husband is not your protection. All you men, your wife is not your joy. See, this is what we have made out of our nation. We don't know how to follow God. We look to a man. We look to a method. We like preachers. Famous preachers. Oh, I love Charles Stanley. I love Beth Moore. Jesus culture. If Jesus culture is gone, I don't know where worship will go. If Hillsong is gone, I don't know where worship will go. If Elevation Worship Band is gone, I don't know what will happen to worship. See, this is where we are growing. But Jesus is saying to us, you don't look to a man, you look to the Holy Ghost. You look to who? The Holy Ghost. So here is Jesus gone. Now, where we are living today is in this time zone. Watch this carefully. Let me explain this. Just give me a few minutes. I'll finish. Don't worry. Your oven will be okay. Your roast will be okay. See, in Old Testament, listen to me carefully. The Holy Spirit did not come on everybody. He came only on kings, prophets, and high priests. Are you with me? That is why, in order to hear the word of God, they have to talk to a prophet. In order to know God, they have to talk to the king. But during the time of Jesus, Jesus was talking to them. He was a transition man. He was talking to them, saying, things are going to change. Follow me, watch me, what I'm doing. And then when Jesus was gone, now the Holy Spirit is upon the earth on everybody who receive him. And if you want to know the kingdom of God, if you want to follow God, who is your instructor? Holy Spirit. So watch this with me. So the Jesus is gone. Now he's telling the church is going to be birthed. So all the Gentile believers are gathering in Jerusalem during the time of the Pentecost for 50 days. They started with 500 people. They end up coming to 120. And Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, when they were gathering, suddenly the Spirit of God began to move in that place like a mighty storm wind. And it says, and they shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon me. You shall be witnesses to me, that is Jesus, in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the earth. So watch this carefully. Watch this carefully. You cannot be a witness for God without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. So watch this. Jesus was birthed by the Spirit. Am I right? Did we see that? The church is birthed by who? By the Spirit. And Jesus grew in the Spirit. Ephesians talks about us grow in him so that you'll be joined to head, and that every joint shall supply and the whole body shall grow. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Here in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the disciples are filled by the Holy Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit. And you read the book of Acts. Peter was praying. And he sees a blanket coming down with all kinds of animals. I'm sure he must be an Indian Jew. He said, I don't do that pig thing. Sometimes I'll go to a restaurant, they'll say, do you eat pork? I'm like, what makes you think that I don't eat pork? They say, because you're Indian. I said, Indian means you don't eat pork? Who told you that? Oh, baby, please excuse me, I got pork in there. Would you eat that? Why? Because they're looking at me with the eyes, he's Indian, he cannot eat. This is how the church is today. This is how the church is today. Peter was the same way. He said, I don't do this. No. I'm American. That's in India, baby. It doesn't work here. You cannot read the Bible with American goggles. I cannot read the Bible with an Indian mindset. I cannot read the Bible with an African mindset. Bible doesn't change according to the culture. Bible doesn't change according to the race. You go to an American, you go to an African American, oh my God, they can get down, they can dance, and they go, if I do that, my knee will pain. That is also church. You go to a Caucasian church, they'll be like, holy is the Lord. Even voice won't come out. You go to an Indian church, they'll be like, this is holy ground, baby. Let me take my shoes off. So you go to an Indian church, you got to take your shoes off. You go to an African American church, you got to throw your jacket in. Hey! You go to a white church and you got to wear. See, this is what church has become. Whether Indian, African, or American, or Jewish, it doesn't matter. Now I cannot even wear my shoes. It's okay. I'll be an Indian. See, without the Holy Ghost, it's not a church. See, I can sing songs. It doesn't become worship. I can even dance. It doesn't become praise. I can even shout as a preacher. I can make you think that I'm anointed. Hello? I can even make you, would you stand up, please? I haven't even make you, oh, touch in the name of Jesus. I can push you down, make you feel like I'm powerful. I can tell you your bank account, and I can tell you your car number, yours, and make me feel like I'm a prophet. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have church. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have church. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't have church. That is an Americanized church. That is an Indianized church. Oh, you cannot go to heaven and say, oh, I didn't know this. My Indian preacher told me you got to take your shoes off, then you become holy. You cannot go to the God and say, I went to an African-American church. I was all the time emotional. I didn't know about the Holy Ghost. You cannot go to him and say, oh, I went to a Caucasian church. We did it, everything prop and order on time. We finished on time. We just made it on time to heaven. I thought you, angel, was a Caucasian. I will walk in through. And he will say, where is the Holy Ghost, baby? Holy Ghost? I'm afraid of ghosts. Leave me alone. I know Jesus. Which Jesus are you talking about? The Jesus that the Indians worship? Jesus the Africans worship? Without the Holy Ghost, you do not know who Jesus is. Are you with me? Watch this. Watch this. You can know about Jesus, and you can even come to church knowing about Jesus without having a relationship. Only Holy Spirit can reveal Jesus to you. Only Holy Spirit can make you born again. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? And what did he say? I do the law. I do everything as you say. I am a Jew. I am a Hebrew. I am an Indian. I can do everything. Oh my God, I'm a tither. I'm a member. I come to intercessory prayer. I come to the prayer line. I'm an usher. I am working in the soundboard. I am the finance guy who count the money. That doesn't make you born again. What did Jesus say? Unless you're born of the water and the Spirit. See, we made the religion so simple. We say, I've got a salvation card, baby. John 3:16 says, do you believe it? Tick mark, I'm saved. Oh, just as I am saved, do me that song. And we walk down the aisle and say, everybody repeat the prayer. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. I am saved. Tick. Bible doesn't say that. Are you born again? Are you born again? Are you born again? Do you know that you're born again? Only those who are born by the Spirit know that they are born again. Without the Holy Ghost, you don't become a Christian. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot grow as a Christian. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot be led by the Holy Ghost. As a Christian, you cannot be led by the Holy Ghost without the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit filling and the power. So the Jewish disciples said, now Jesus is gone. We are fearful. We don't know how to be bold. We don't know how to speak the truth. We don't know how to be a witness. They said, the Holy Spirit will come empower you. And he will make you a witness upon all the earth. So the Jewish believers received the Holy Ghost. And then if you go on in the book of Acts, Peter was praying. Can you believe? There was a man called Cornelius. What was Cornelius doing? He was praying. And God told Cornelius, go to Joppa. Joppa? Where is that at? He said, there is a man called Peter. Come on, Holy Ghost, there should be 1,000 Peters there. The Holy Ghost told the man Cornelius praying, a heathen, the address of where Peter is. And Peter here is in the house praying, filled with the Holy Ghost. And he sees a blanket. He says, I'm not touching these animals. And the Lord says, don't say it is unholy what I made it holy. And then he said, what is this? And then he says, there will be a man from Cornelius' house coming asking for you. Go with him. Go with a stranger? I don't do this in America, man. That's an African thing. And here is Peter going with a stranger. to the Cornelius house. Watch this. And Cornelius saying, we have been waiting for you, led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit sent us to ask for you. And he says, oh my God, yes, the Holy Spirit already spoke to me what you need. Oh, I can feel the Holy Ghost as I'm talking right now. And as Peter was talking, watch this. Peter was not even praying. Peter was what? Talking, speaking. The Holy Spirit of God fell upon the Gentiles, filled them with the Holy Ghost. And then they got baptized. The church was birthed by the Spirit. The church is kept by the Spirit. The church is sustained by the Spirit. And the church will be married to the husband Jesus by the Spirit. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 6:19, he said, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And then if you see Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. So I want to finish this. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit for conception, for growing, for filling, to be led, and to do the works, I don't have time. I could have gone in to tell you everything he did by the Spirit. If that's what he did, if I'm supposed to be the temple of the Holy Ghost, why am I resisting him? Watch this. Today, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot know Jesus. We pray to the Father in the name of what? Jesus. By who? By the Spirit. We worship who? We worship the Father through the gate, Jesus. By who? By the Spirit. So I want to just propose, I want to just throw it out for you. Without the Holy Spirit, I cannot be a Christian. So I want to ask you a question as I wrap it up. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know the Holy Spirit? He's not a feeling. Keep singing. He's not just a power. He's not just the goosebumps. He is an individual with a mind of his own, with a will of his own, with a mind of Christ, who knows the plan of God. And also he has the power that you and I need for God. I don't know who I'm talking to. As I'm talking, the Holy Spirit is saying to me, there are people in here, you have issues in your life. You've been trying to figure it out, trying to educate yourself, trying to, oh, smart yourself. But let me tell you, without the Holy Ghost, you're not going anywhere. There are people in here, I know there are two people in this room, the Holy Ghost is telling me, you have thoughts of suicide in your life. The spirit of suicide has been tormenting you. There is a lady in this room. You've been having a problem with rejection. There is a couple in this room. You have a marital issue. And you are struggling. You're trying to figure it out. Yes, you can get the help and the counsel, everything you need. I'm not saying don't do it. But the first thing you need is the Holy Ghost. So lift up your hands to heaven if you may just say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Oh, I welcome you in my life. Come on, tell him I welcome you in my life. I need freedom from my bondage. I need freedom from my depression. Oh, I need every powers of darkness, every addiction to be broken over my life. Oh. Tell him, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come on, talk to him. He's an individual. Come on, talk to him. Talk to him. Tell him, I need to know you, God. Reveal yourself to me. I want to know Jesus in a new way. I want this Holy Spirit. As you talk, the Spirit of God is going to come upon you. He's going to breathe upon you. He's going to come. rest upon you like he rested upon Jesus. Some of you got to open your mouth and pray in that unknown language that is bubbling up in your bellies. Hallelujah. Oh, some of you never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost with power. You're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and you're going to speak in a tongue that you never spoken before. And God is going to set you free from every bondage, every sickness. Even now, healings are going to take place. I feel like arthritis are going to be healed. Hallelujah. Every heart condition is going to be healed. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need you. We need you. Holy Ghost, come. Fill me. Fill me. More aware of your presence, God. Oh, I need Holy Ghost. Just take a moment, take a moment, take a moment. Let him fill you. Let him fill you. There are people here discouraged. There are people here filled with fear. There are people here filled with worry. God wants to take all those things away from you. He is able to fill you with peace. He is able to fill you with joy. He is able to fill you with faith. There is no situation that is too difficult for God. Father, touch your people. Fill your people. Father, I pray for eyes to be open, ears to be open. I pray for revelation, the word of God to bear fruit in their lives, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. I just wanted to tell you, talk to you. Now, you got to go talk to the Holy Ghost in your own living room and build a relationship with Him. If you want to know more, I'm going to continue tonight. You can come here and I'm going to pray for people tonight, God willing. And God bless you. God keep you. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Stay under the anointing. Nothing can touch you. Stay under the protection of God. Nothing can touch you. He knows more than what anybody else knows. God bless you. Thank you.